Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. So you're all welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. If you're listening to me right now, that means we made it to another day. And it's a beautiful reason for us to be thankful to the one who has made this possible. That's why we are here to say, unto immortal, invisible Lord, we say thank you. Accept our thanks, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day where we get to learn here and share the Word of God, where we get to take our devotion together as a community and dive deep into the Word of God. And if you've been very frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it's time for a devotion. So I want you to grab your pens, your journals, and your Bibles. But most importantly, I want you to share this link. Invite somebody to this platform and let us fellowship together. Like I always say on this show, you might just be saving a soul. Today is the ninth day in the month of January 2024. It's a beautiful new day and we are grateful for the gift of life. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, keep pushing. Keep pushing. Our aim today is taken from Hymn 12 from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 12, Onward Christian Soldiers. Onward Christian Soldiers. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Genesis 29 to 31. And our memory verse is taken from 2 Thessalonians 3:13. 2 Thessalonians 3:13, which says, but ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. 2 Thessalonians 3:13. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. Our Bible reading for today is taken from the book of Luke chapter 9 from verse 57 to 62. Luke chapter 9 from verse 57 to 62. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 57 it reads, now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Then he said to another, follow me. And he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you Well, let me first go and bid them farewell, who are at my house. But Jesus said to him, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, during natural childbirth, a woman is required to push the baby out. No matter how many times she pushes, until the baby comes out, she must keep pushing. The moment she gives the final push that brings out the baby, she becomes a new person, a mother. As a Christian, you will never be done pushing until you have put on a new body in Christ. No matter how much you have achieved in the past, you must keep pushing until you see the Lord in glory. As we see in Philippians chapter 3 from verse 13 to 14. Many people started out right. They achieved many great things for God. But as time went on, they stopped pushing. They stopped fasting and praying as they used to, and they missed the glory that would have been theirs. At a time when there was serious persecution against Christians in Russia, 5 Christian boys were captured by Russian soldiers and thrown into a freezing pond in the middle of winter. The soldiers started a fire and said that those who denied Jesus would come out of the pond and warm themselves by the fire. Slowly, the boys started freezing, and at a point, one of them called out to the soldiers and said that he was ready to deny Jesus. As one of the soldiers went to get him out, the Lord opened his eyes, and he saw 5 angels holding crowns, one for each of the boys. However, the angel holding the crown of the boy who had denied Jesus was turning back to return with the crown. That boy had suffered for long for Christ, but at the tail end he gave up and missed his crown. Beloved, it doesn't matter how much you have done for God. If you give up now, you will miss your crown. Don't let the pleasures of this life distract you. Don't let the lure of sin take you out of the way of righteousness. Keep pushing by praying, studying, fasting, attending fellowships, and living holy. Do not be weary in well-doing, like we see in Galatians 6 verse 9. In Philippians 3 verse 13, Apostle Paul said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Forget the things you have achieved in the past. They are not as important as the things you must do for God in the future. I pray that you keep soaring until the end in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's open heaven comes with a prayer point that says, Father, please keep me standing until I see you in glory. Please pray this prayer point with all your heart. Father, please keep me standing until I see you in glory. You can also add this prayer point. It's a song, but it's a childhood song. But it applies to this situation. Father, give me oil in my lamp to keep me burning. To keep me burning for you till the time you will come for me. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody out there, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.principalashready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.pressfallersradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Praise Palace Radio. This will give you access to all our amazing shows we have lined up for you throughout the day. It's entertaining, gospel-filled, and it's worth your time. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.